Removing flags, waste of money, says Reform Man. Removing Union flags and Cross of St. George flags from lampposts is a waste of money, according to a Didcot Reform councillor. Last week, flags were removed from posts in Station Road near Didcot Parkway, but they have been replaced over the weekend by the group Raise the Colours, along with new flags in other locations, including Saxton Road in Abingdon and in Shillingford, Benson and Brightwell cum Sotwell. Raise the Colours Oxfordshire has been placing England and UK flags all around the county in the name of patriotism. The movement has attracted criticism with allegations of intimidation and threatening behaviour from some members towards people and council staff. Last month, the County Council issued a formal legal notice to Raise the Colours Oxfordshire in a bid to prevent it from putting up more flags. If the group does not comply with the letter, the council will consider all available options, including civil and criminal proceedings against the organisation and individuals affiliated with it, to prevent further unauthorised action. Didcot South County Councillor Howe Doe said the legal notice banning the group from putting up Union and Cross of St. George flags was ludicrous. He added, "I fail to see how this is a public safety issue, as the council claims. These are not prohibited flags, and it's a waste of money for the council to take them down. They should be left in place. These are our national flags. They are not offensive. These flags should be a message of pride, and I think it is offensive to associate our national flags with an insinuation of racism and bigotry." Mocky Khan, South Oxfordshire District Councillor for District South, Didcot South, said the issue of flags being put up on lampposts was a sensitive one. He added the flags in Station Road were removed and now they are back, and this time they go all the way from the station up to the Jubilee Way roundabout. Didcot is very diverse and we should welcome everyone. The County Council has already spent thousands of pounds removing flags, and since then the activity has increased. County Council leader Liz Leffman said earlier, "The widespread installation of flags by Raise the Colours is not a sign of patriotism. It is an act of intimidation and division." An Oxfordshire County Council spokesman said, "In March, we issued a formal legal notice to Raise the Colours, requiring them to stop placing flags on or near highways without consent. We are considering all available options to prevent further unauthorised action, which will include, but not limited to, civil and criminal proceedings." And there's a little photograph there showing Station Road, Didcot, with some St. George flags.